it is your responsibility that people know that you exist. If they don't know that you exist, then it's your fault.
StayAllDay.com. Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn discipline to show up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is go get an energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, we are getting into part three in this series of lazy thought leader marketing mistakes. I thought this was a two-part series. I think I misspoke yesterday. It was a two-part series, actually a three-part series. I've got so much value that I want to give you all that sometimes I over-deliver. So if y'all don't have a problem with that, then we shall proceed. But before we get into this, let me remind you of two things. First of all, my daily motivation text and my Monday motivation text, which I send out to everyone in my text community, which is free to join. Guaranteed to have you focus, sharp, and on point when you get these messages. Just text me at my number, 305-384-6894. You'll be in the community. If you don't get an immediate response from our autobot, it's because we're still working on some tech issues with the text messages, but that will be fixed. And that's why I'm still promoting the numbers. So just text me when we get it fixed. The messages will start flowing as usual. Second, Work On Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your coach, if you would like to work with me directly, if you have some challenges going on in your business or career right now, and you would like some direct help from someone who knows not only the answers to your challenges, but also the questions that you should be asking that you may not even be aware that you should be asking. Because my main superpower here is insight. My ability to break things down and put them back together is not just my ability to be an encyclopedia and just give you a bunch of information and knowledge, which I can do. But my superpower is my ability to give you insight, which is supplying you with better quality questions than the ones that you even think you need answered. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see everything that our program entails, and you can schedule a time to get on a call with us free of charge. We can talk about where you're at, where you want to go, and what you think might be in your way. All that out the way, let's get into the topic, which is, again, now we are on part three. Yesterday, again, I said this was a two-part series, but it's actually not. It's a three-part series. So again, hopefully none of you have a problem with me over-delivering and giving you even more value on this subject of lazy thought leader marketing mistakes. So we're talking about marketing mistakes in general, but I'm talking specifically about mistakes that people in the thought leadership game make that you should not make, because these will hurt your ability to get your thoughts out there as a thought leader and also hurt your ability to generate revenue as a business owner. So we're picking up on point number seven, because we've done one through three in part one, four through six in part two. Now seven, eight, and nine are going to be here in part three. And let me check my notes and make sure that we are actually at the end of this series. Yes. So I got three more points, and this is going to be officially a three-part series. Point number seven, timid self-promotion. What does this mean? Well, it means exactly what it says. Everybody here knows what self-promotion means, right? It means talking yourself up and talking up stuff that you created, that you have a vested interest in, things that will benefit you when people buy into whatever it is that you're promoting. Well, that's what self-promotion, anything that you're talking up, that's self-promotion. And self-promotion, it's something that many people have a challenge doing simply because many of you have confidence issues that have been embedded in you from childhood and just by society in general that teaches you that it's something wrong with you if you're talking up yourself or your stuff too much and that you're not being quote unquote humble enough. All right, these concepts that you have been taught mostly by average level individuals or people who are just negative towards you or just negative period, these things will hold you back and hurt your business opportunities in the thought leadership world if you hold on to these nonsense ideas that have been ingrained in you. Remember, all thought leaders who are listening to me here, and again, those who are just picking up in the middle of this series and didn't listen to parts one and two, I don't know why you would do it yourself that disservice, but let's just say that you are. A thought leader is a person who's in the space of selling intellectual property. In other words, the main thing that you're offering people is not a tangible item like a bicycle or a house or a car or a slice of pizza. The main thing you're offering people is intellectual, which means it is changing the way people think. It's changing, giving them maybe motivation, inspiration, information, knowledge, tactics, strategies, etc. That's intellectual property. So that would be consultants, coaches, speakers, authors, etc. People in that space, trainers. Remember that you are in business, thought leader. You are in business. And the most important aspect of business is marketing. Because marketing is what creates and nurtures the relationship between you and your audience. If there's no relationship, there's no way they will do business with you. You can't do business with someone that you don't know. So people have to know that you exist in order to give you money. Marketing is the way that you get people to notice you, to know that you have something valuable to offer, and then you are letting them know it will be beneficial for them. And then when they agree, they go and buy your stuff. That's pretty much how it works. So if you're not doing any self-promotion of your material and of yourself, period, then you should have no expectation of anyone knowing about it. Therefore, they can't want it, and therefore it's impossible for them to buy it. Therefore, you cannot do business, and whatever you call yourself doing, it ain't entrepreneurship and it ain't business. Everybody just catch what I just said there. If you're not promoting yourself and talking your stuff up, the only way you can do business without doing that is if you are so known that a bunch of other people are talking you up and promoting you instead of you having to do it. You don't have to say anything because everybody else is doing it for you. So if you're at the level of, let's say, you know, Michael Jordan, I get on social media every day and I see people arguing about Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and LeBron James and who's the best player. I never see Michael Jordan actually in those conversations defending himself. I see a bunch of other people defending him. He doesn't have to say anything. Now, if you're at Michael Jordan's level of fame in your specific space, then I guess you could do what Michael Jordan does and never even log into social media. And you got a bunch of people defending you and talking you up and keeping your name circulating. You don't even have to try. If you're not that famous, which I would bet most of you are not, you got to do a little bit of extra work. Now, I'm not as famous as Michael Jordan, so I got to talk myself up every day. And now, hopefully, maybe one day I'll have so many fans, so many people know my name that I don't have to say anything and people just go and promote my stuff and help sell my sneakers and my name and my image and likeness without me having to do anything. But until that day comes, guess what I'm going to be doing? Same thing you need to be doing, which is promoting and marketing and talking up myself and my stuff just to make sure. All right, so I'm not depending on anybody else to do it. Let me just make sure about doing it my damn self. You need to be doing the same thing. You cannot be timid in your self-promotion. So if you're not doing this, again, people can't know you if you're not talking about yourself because, I mean, you're just not there, right? And out of sight, out of mind. If they don't know you, they can't want your stuff and they can't buy it. So many thought leaders are way too timid in your self-promotion. You are too quiet. You are not active enough in promoting yourself and your materials. And all of this is reflected in the fact that you don't have enough business activity going on. You don't have enough people who are seriously considering buying from you simply because they don't know that you're there. They're unaware of your existence because you haven't done your job of making sure that they're aware of your existence. Understand, folks, when you're in the marketing space, it is your responsibility to make sure that people know that you exist. It is your responsibility that people know that you exist. If they don't know that you exist, then it's your fault. And you may have heard me say this in a tongue-in-cheek way a few times here on the show. I'll tell you that. I have a book called this, or I have a program called that, or I have a course that's about this. And I'll say, some of you listening to this may not have even known that I had that book or that course or that program. And I will follow up by saying, and I also say this in interviews that I do, I'll say to the hosts, because sometimes they'll ask me, well, Dre, what do you want to do with, you know, yourself and your business moving forward? And I say, well, I want to make work on your game. I want to make that concept ubiquitous in the personal and professional development space, which I do. That's the truth. And I'll say, I would bet, Mr. or Mrs. Host, that most of your audience who is listening to this conversation right now never heard of me before I appeared on your show. And I say, well, that's my responsibility that most of your guests never knew who I was before I came on the show. It is my job to make sure that they know who I am. If people don't know who you are, it's your fault. And it's your responsibility to do something about that and change it. So you had to be out there and you had to be active. So if no one's calling your phone or knocking on your door, you got to call their phones and knock on their door. So when someone answers that phone or door, because you got to be ready for the next step, because eventually somebody's going to answer. Now you get to talk about yourself and your stuff. What are you going to say? You better be ready because somebody's going to answer the phone. What are you going to say? Point being, folks, you can create opportunities to promote yourself even if they are not presenting themselves to you. I did a whole series on the Dream 100. If you didn't hear my series talking about the Dream 100 and or you have no idea what the Dream 100 even is, go listen to episode 2484, where I did a three-part series on it, on the concept of the Dream 100. I bring that up to share with you that every single day here at Work On Your Game Incorporated, we are doing outreach to people who have never heard of me before, do not know that I exist, at least until they get an email or a message or whatever from me or from my staff, letting them know that I do exist and I have something that you and or your audience would benefit from, and then I sell them on me. And sometimes they respond, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The point is, we are doing the work to get my name known by people who otherwise would not know my name. You need to be doing the same thing. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question. Who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number eight, second point today, but point number eight in this series. We're talking here about lazy thought leader marketing mistakes. Number eight. Not enough new input to supply your output. This is an important one, especially in the world that we live in today, in which many of you who are in the thought leadership space are creating content as a way of marketing yourself, which is a good idea. Your host, person you're listening to right now, I create a ton of content. You follow me on any social media platform, you see how often I'm posting on a daily basis. It doesn't matter which platform you're following me on, we post on every one of them many times per day. Not once per day, many times per day. I believe right now, as of this recording, the current number of posts we're putting up every day on social media platforms. And when I say social media platforms, let me be specific. I'm talking X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Threads, Facebook, TikTok. Let's just say those. Just those platforms alone. We're posting on these platforms at least 8 times a day. Yes, 8 times per day. And I'm not telling you that you need to post 8 times per day. What I am telling you is that you need to be posting consistently so that you can possibly get yourself seen by someone who might be interested in your stuff. If you're not posting even once per day, fix that and get it to at least once per day. I tell people who I'm working with, members of the university, you need to be posting at least once per day if social media is going to be one of your main channels for driving prospects and getting people to know who you are. You got to post at least once a day, at least once a day. Now, the reason I bring up how much I publish is because the reason I'm able to publish as much as I do is not because I am some evil genius sitting in the basement and these ideas just pop into my head for me to create new content. It's because of two things. And this is something that I was just telling a coaching client of mine just yesterday from the date that I'm recording this, is that you have to dig into your own background and your own story and find the material in there, because there's a lot of material in everybody's background that we simply do not take full advantage of. If you get my emails, you're in my email list, or you listen to the show consistently enough, how often do you hear me just off the cuff give you an anecdote or a story or something that happened in my own life that I wasn't even planning on sharing, but because I'm talking about the topic, it just comes up. If you're on my email list, most of the emails that I send you, notice that I'm telling you some form of story. Even if the whole email isn't the story, there's some type of story or anecdote or something that happened in my life that caused me to think about the thing that led me to writing the email. Why? Because I'm able to dig into my experiences and find material for it and then translate it in a way that is beneficial for you. That's one thing that our thought readers mess up on, or they just are not aware of. It's not even that they're messing up, they're just unaware of it. And the other thing is a thought leader. If you're going to be in this space, you have to take in enough material, meaning other people's stuff. Doesn't have to be about the same topic. It actually shouldn't be about the same topic. But taking enough of other people's material to keep supplying you with new ideas. You'll notice that when you listen to this show, also when you read my articles, and if you're not on my email list to get my articles, I call them the Daily Game. I send them out for free to your inbox. Just go to workonmygame.com. Workonmygame.com. You can get on my email list completely for free. When I write my material or make new episodes for the show, often they are fueled by the fact that I saw something that somebody else did, and it can be completely unrelated to anything that I have going on over here. And I find a way to translate what happened in that situation to what I want to talk about and relate it back to some subject matter that I'd like to speak on, for example, on the show. This is an important skill that you must develop because it allows you to continually create new material so that you can continually put yourself out there and continually possibly get found by someone who may be interested in your stuff. All of this stuff is part of the strategy. So if you're going to create content, you got to be taking in enough material that you can keep putting out material. The reason I can put out so much material is because I take in so much material. I read every single day. I read. My aim every year is to read at least, actually last year, in 2023, my aim was to read 50 books. Well, between books and courses. Books and courses, my goal was 50 completed total. I mean, this year, I doubled the goal to 100. So as of the first week of February 2024, I've completed 11. That's between finished completed books and or courses. Books and courses, I'm aiming for 100. And sometimes we'll read the same book more than once or take the same course more than once because you're going to catch things the second, third, and fourth times that you didn't catch the first time. Each time counts as one. So the point is I'm taking in so much and that supplies my ability to put out stuff. If you're not taking anything in, eventually your well is going to run dry. You're not going to have anything to talk about. So somebody like myself who puts out content every day, 8 times a day, as I told you, and I've been doing this for almost 2 decades. I got to take in a good amount of material from other sources in order to keep supplying myself with new ideas to make my own material. Because if I stop taking stuff in, eventually I'm going to be running on fumes. I'm not going to have anything else to talk about because I can't keep talking about my own experiences because maybe I'm not having enough of them in order to supply my content. And it's sometimes more fun to talk about something that I saw from outside of myself and just keep talking about myself every time. So all the content that comes out of Work On Your Game are not things that just randomly pop into my head from nowhere. It's not like I wake up out of a dream and I have 20 content ideas. I go experience life, read books, watch shows, engage with people on social media, and this is where I get ideas from. I do things intentionally to keep supplying myself with these ideas, perspectives, questions, challenges, and materials that allow me to create more material. So as I said, books, videos, certain social platforms, reading and replying to my own comments and emails, all of these things supply me with new material for new content and fresh perspectives that allow me to keep giving back to my audience, but have a significant amount of input in order to keep up the output. So those of you in the thought leadership space, understand that, look at the title of your job title, thought leader. To be a thought leader means you need to be consistently thinking, provoking yourself to think. You know what provokes you to think? Taking in perspectives from outside of what you already believe. So if you're only thinking about what you think about, then you're going to pretty much be in the same cycle. And maybe you're a very smart person, which is not necessarily a bad thing that you're taking in the same cycle of thoughts, but it's not going to help you create more material. So you got to take in some stuff that will challenge you to think. And maybe you disagree with what you took in. Maybe you completely agree with what you took in. Maybe you just see a completely different perspective from what you took in, not necessarily agreeing or disagreeing. You came to a different conclusion than that person came to for a different reason. All of that stuff can supply your content, but you got to be taking it in order to even have this as a possibility. And that's why someone like myself, takes in as much material as I take in. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Point number 9. Today we are on part 3 of a 3-part miniseries, Lazy Thought Leader Marketing Mistakes number 9, Unclear Value Proposition. Now, right now, as of this recording, I'm working with several members in Work On Your Game University on this exact point of value proposition for themselves as thought leaders. And the question is, what is it that someone gets from working from you? That's the value proposition. What is the value that you're going to get from working with me? I'm making you a proposition to work with me. I got to tell you what the value is that you're going to get from doing that. You make the decision to come do what I want you to do. Here's the value you're going to get. So I'm making a proposition. You do this, I'm going to do this. If your value proposition is unclear, then it's hard for people to make a decision to work with you. Or if your value proposition is just not giving people enough value, then they're just going to tell you no, and no one's going to work with you. So what do people get from working with you? Someone comes into your world, what are they going to get? Someone buys your book, what are they going to get? Someone signs up for your course, what do they get? Decides to hire you as a coach, what's the outcome that they're going to get? You need to have an answer for this question, for these questions. If someone takes your course, reads your book, what are they going to get? And I want you to notice something that I'll spell out for you here. When you're laying out your value proposition, folks, you need to lay it out in terms of what does the consumer get, not in terms of what is in your thing. Those are two different things. What do they get is a result. What's in your thing is just the materials. So it's like if I was baking a cake and you said, Dre, what are you doing? If I just tell you what's in it, then I could say, well, I'm going to be creating this cake and it's going to have eggs and cake batter and vanilla extract and cinnamon and regular sugar and brown sugar and a little bit of milk and a pinch of salt. All of that's going to go into this cake and it's going to taste really good. Do you want some? You might say yes, but you might not. If, on the other hand, you said, Dre, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm baking a cake. When this cake is done, it's going to taste so good that it melts in your mouth. It's going to be this super moist pound cake. And you remember that pound cake we had 3 weeks ago? I'm making one just like that. And it's going to taste amazing. Do you want a slice when it's ready? You are more likely to say yes. Why are you more likely to say yes? Not because you like pound cake. You're more likely to say yes because I positioned the cake as in terms of the result of what you would get from consuming it, not in terms of what I put into it. Because frankly, nobody cares what you put into your product or your service. Thought leaders, are you catching my drift here? Nobody cares about what's in your course or how many modules it is or how long each video is. Even though sometimes people ask those questions, that's not really what they want to know. What people really want to know is, what am I going to get from taking this? So if I sell you a course on time management, for example, which is an oxymoron because no such thing as managing time. But let's just say I had a course on time management. I could tell you that this is a course on time management that has 8 modules and is like 3 hours of video. And you get all these downloadable PDFs and charts and graphs to go with it. All that's bullshit. Nobody cares about any of that. Even though someone might act like they care about that, nobody's ever sold a course because of that. Again, any of you who sold, you might think you sold a course because of that. You might think you bought a course because of that, but that's not the real reason. The real reason somebody buys a course on time management is because they are tired of seeing days go by and not getting shit done. And if you can position your course as solving that problem, you're more likely to make a sale. Does everyone understand the difference between the two things I just showed you? Or just explain to you. So you have the job, thought leader, of making it really clear for yourself what people get so that you can make it really clear for others. When I talk about Work On Your Game University, yes, I tell you what's in it. I tell you about a 4-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. But what I really say to you, and yeah, you just heard me say it today, if you want to have me as your coach, and the reason why I can use that as a value proposition, because this show every day, I'm giving you a sample of the way that I communicate, the way that I break things down, the way that I explain things. The way I can make something that seems complex seem simple. That is what I do as a coach. When you're working with me directly, we're going to do these same things, but I'm going to be doing it specifically for your situation and what you're working on. And even more, like here, I'm speaking in a generic sense because I'm talking to an audience of thousands of people. I'm not talking to any one person, but when I'm talking to just one person, I can focus on your specific situation for what you specifically need. And that's what I do as a coach. So when I say have me as your coach, that is part of the value proposition. When I say we help high-level performers, I'm making it clear who I'm talking to. I want you to help you perform at your highest level, do so consistently, and make more money. These are things that I hear from people all the time. They want to perform at a higher level because they understand doing that is going to help them be in a better position. They want to be more consistent. I get that all the time. And everybody who's doing business wants to make more money. And that is a value proposition. I'm positioning my program in terms of its value proposition, not in terms of its ingredients. So when I'm baking a cake, I'm not going to tell you what's in the cake. I'm going to tell you what it's going to taste like when it's done. That's the difference between a value proposition and just listing out your pieces. Nobody cares about the pieces. Again, nobody cares. So what do people get from dealing with you? What pain can you remove? What great thing are they getting? If I was a personal trainer, I might say, okay, all right, you're tired of being 30 pounds overweight. We're going to solve that problem. Right? That's a value proposition. Just that one sentence. Because there are people who are tired of being 30 pounds overweight and they want to solve the problem. And they believe you. There you got yourself a new client. You need to have an answer to this question or these questions of what people get from dealing with you. And you need to be very clear as to who the people you're talking to, what are you going to help them do, and what pain are you going to help them remove. And the more succinctly you can put this, the more easily people can remember it, more likely they can take action on it, or more easily they can digest it is a better way of saying it. It's not necessarily about them remembering it, but it could be. So you need to be very clear with your answer, and it will help if you have some supporting material that underlined how you deliver on this process. That's where you can talk more about the ingredients. So when I say help high-level performers make more money in their business, then I say, well, the reason that I do this, because I come from the sports world where you have to be in the top 2% in order to make it, and I take the same tools from sports and we translate them over to business. And our framework is based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. Why is our framework based around these? Because these are the same things that athletes need to make it, and it's the same thing business people need to make it. Now it makes sense. Now people kind of get the why behind it. Oh, that makes sense. So let me look at this guy. Does he look like he's an embodiment of what he's talking about? Yes, he does. Okay, let me take a further look at what he's doing. This is all part of the value proposition. So your job, thought leaders, you got to understand how your prospect, your audience is thinking, and you have to language your value proposition in a way that speaks to their thoughts, not your thoughts. This is a communication skill. It's not a talent, meaning it's not something you had to be born with, but it is a skill, something that you must develop and use. And again, in Work On Your Game University, I work with a lot of thought leaders on these exact things, because there's one thing for me to tell you about my program does. What about your program does? What about what you're speaking or consulting or coaching or courses or books or your high level program is going to do? You got to be able to talk about your thing. And this is exactly what I help people do with languaging your value proposition, because this is the most important thing that you're offering, is that value proposition. It has to be very clear, and you want to have supporting material. So when I tell you to come to Work On Your Game University, again, I just told you about the four-part framework, mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. Then I can tell you what each one means. I can tell you how mindset's the foundation, how mindset leads to the strategy, which is the game plan, how we build the reverse roadmap, and then how we create a system so that you can execute on the strategy over and over again, and how we have accountability to make sure that the people are doing their job and make sure that the systems and strategies are doing their job as well, and make sure that we can repeat this. Then I tell you, you can go see some case studies and testimonials of people who I'm working with. That's the proof of what I'm saying. And again, that's me explaining the value proposition and making it very clear to you. So a personal trainer, for example, can say, I'll help you lose 30 pounds in 90 days. And if I don't, then I'll give you money back. Now, that's a value proposition. Somebody may tell you they can help design your business so you can sell it for at least $10 million. That's a value proposition, because there are people out there who that's exactly what they want. I have multiple ways that I can explain what I do. And one of them in short form is, again, I help entrepreneurs who are in the top 2% of their space. I want to work with top 2% entrepreneurs. And what am I doing when I say that? I'm excluding a whole bunch of people. I'm looking for entrepreneurs, first of all, and I'm looking for people in the top 2% or those who want to be in the top 2%. So what am I asking for? I'm looking for the highest level performers and those who are ambitious about being high level performers. So if you're a person who's just okay being okay, I'm not talking to you. That's part of my value proposition. I want to include and exclude at the same time. I just did it with one phrase. And then I compare it to my background as an athlete. So it makes sense. That's the glue. And why is this person, why are you talking about this? And I say, I'm an athlete. Pro athletes are in the top 2% of their line of work. I'm working with entrepreneurs who are in the top 2% of their line of work. There's an alignment between that, between those two ideas. So now it makes sense. Those are clear value propositions, and your value proposition needs to be just as clear for what you're doing for who you're talking to. And your job is to know the language of the people that you're talking to so you can tell them what they need to hear so that they can take their next step forward. That said, let's recap today's class. Is part 3 of a 3-part series, Lazy Thought Leader Marketing Mistakes. Number 7, timid self-promotion. Remember that you are in the self-aggrandizement business, and you have to talk yourself up and market yourself in a way that people know that you're there, they know that you have value, and they know that they need it. And it's your job to language that in a way and continually tell them so that they know they need to take action on what you're offering. Number 8, not enough new input to supply your output. This is an important one, especially if you're creating content, because in the thought leadership space, content creation online is one of the big ways that people are able to build audiences. So you need to be continually reaching out to your audience, letting them know that you exist and sharing things. It doesn't have to be all your stuff. You can talk about somebody else's stuff, but you need material. So you have to take in enough stuff that you can put out enough stuff. And number nine, unclear value proposition. What do people get from working with you? What pain do you remove? What is the benefit? What is going to be changed drastically about their lives or careers or mindsets or business, et cetera? You need to lay all those things out. They need to be very clear to you so you can make it clear to other people so it's easy for them to make a decision about whether they should move forward with you or if you're even talking to them in the first place. So with that said, folks, you got your three-part series, lazy mistakes that thought leaders are making when it comes to marketing yourself. If you find yourself making these mistakes and you would like to get some expert help and guidance directly from me on how to get over these mistakes, how to overcome these challenges and get your stuff aligned and working the way that it needs to be, that's a good thing to want. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Schedule a time to get on a call with us and we will talk about where you're at, where you want to go and what you feel like might be in your way. If we see a fit and we believe we can help you, we'll tell you exactly how it works, what it looks like and how we get started. That is all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Question, are you looking for a health and wellness upgrade that's as easy as sipping your morning coffee? Or if you're like me, you don't even drink coffee? Meet AG1, the superhero of all-in-one supplements. With just one scoop a day, you'll experience a powerhouse blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will have you feeling like you can leap tall buildings in a single bound. You can feel like it though, you don't even have to try it. AG1 is your personal health sidekick, packed with prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes to support optimal gut health. Now, what exactly does all that mean? That means you can say goodbye to those pesky nutrient gaps that you have in your system right now, and you probably don't even know it, and say hello to a vitality boost that will make you feel like you have superhuman strength. And this is all natural, clean stuff. But wait, there's more. When you take the leap and join the AG1 revolution right now, you'll unlock an incredible offer. You will enjoy a free one-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vital nutrient for a strong immune system and strong bones, with your first order. Plus, you're going to receive 5 free AG1 travel packs, which are perfect for staying on top of your health routine wherever life takes you. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, you're tired of having to pack 8 pills and 9 different supplements every time you go somewhere, or every time you wake up in the morning, you got to take all these different pills. You don't even know what they are. You can't remember what's what. You don't even know what the ingredients are on these things. Say goodbye to all of that and try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first order. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and start your journey to a healthier, happier you. Your body will thank you for joining the AG1 Super Squad.